friends, make friends.
With the Christmas Carol Show.
Make friends.
Tuesday night from 8 to 10.
It's made to share a little laughter.
Christmas Carol style.
Make friends
with the Christmas Carol Show.
Naturally pure.
The Christmas Carol Show. Naturally pure.
Yeah, I was told to be naturally pure, but I guess I got into some troubled waters and became polluted along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forgive me. Welcome to the Christmas Carol Show, and tonight we have a special guest from the UK. Natasha Madison, and that's Madison with two D's.
Oh, thank you, Carol. Yes.
And we had her on the show a while back on in May of this year, where she told us of her life, 30 years as the manager of an African-American jazz saxophonist, Maceo Parker. She's come back again, thank God, and has got some really interesting tunes. And we'll get to those in a minute. We have our co-host, Cindy Verbalen, on the line. And
hi.
She is with the Ray Carr Show in the morning, and she comes and does my show at night. She's a workaholic, I think, and she enjoys working.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Cindy's going to be going to New York shortly, and she's going to go see a bunch of shows while she's there, and she's going to bring us back some music. Some tunes from the shows that she sees. So I'm looking for forward to that in the future. In the meantime, we have Red Rose's request, our traditional song request by Red Rose, who's going to be returning to Las Vegas. I met her in San Francisco and married her brother a long time ago. But she has requested Elvis Presley's It Won't Seem Like Christmas Without You. Could you play the blurb that she talks about, Dave?
Merry Christmas to everyone. This is Red Rose. My selection for tonight is Elvis Presley, It Won't Seem Like Christmas Without You. I hope everyone gets to see everyone they want to see and spend time with over this Christmas holiday. Good night and stay safe.
Oh, it won't seem like Christmas, oh, without you. Far too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time of year. Looks like it's gonna be snowy weather. How I wish and you could be here. But it won't seem like Christmas, oh, without you. Far too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. In the distance I hear sleigh bells ringing. The holly's so pretty in the shade, and the carol that somebody's singing reminds me of our Christmas last year. Oh, but it won't be like Christmas without you. Far too many miles are between. Oh, but if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, Then I'll see you tonight in my dream. Yes, I'll see you tonight in my dream.
Elvis Presley, that was a pretty good rendition of that song. This is the next several tunes were picked out by Natasha, and I'll mention the name of the song and the singer, Moon River, being performed by Dr. John. She chose this one. I'm used to the one with Andy Williams on it. But this was an interesting thing. Would you like to, talk about that a little bit?
I would love to. Thank you, Carol. I've listened to a lot of versions of this, and I love, there's a great Johnny Mercer version, and Johnny Mercer, of course, wrote this song. We probably also all have seen, or a lot of us, Audrey Hepburn's version in Breakfast at Tiffany's. But I had no idea. And I also love, there's a Jerry Butler, the Iceman version, which I adore. But I had no idea that Dr. John had also done this song, covered this song. And I just love it. And I did have the honour to meet and work with Mac a little bit. So it seemed just that bit special. So just as I was looking through other songs, I came across this. It's a very new version for me. My dad loved this song, so it's why I picked it.
Wanna hit that, Dave? Certainly different. I like this phraseology, and it's a little different than Andy Williams that I'm used to.
Yeah, I think that's a lovely thing about Dr. John, isn't it? His phrasing is just sometimes that bit different, and sort of grabs you unawares.
Did you say you worked with him?
Yes, on a few shows here and there over the last, you know, in the course of my career. Yeah, lovely man, very sweet man, very interesting man. We did some shows in Japan. They used to have this fantastic festival called Madarao in the ski resorts, but in the summertime, so there wasn't skiing. And the very first time we went there, Mac, as you called him, was there, and he did a brilliant jam session one night and just brought everybody in. And it, you know, because he's from New Orleans and represents that music, it just had the most beautiful sort of flavors running through this jam session. Really, really great. He's one of my memories. Yeah.
Well, that's quite a memory. Very vividly told.
Thank you.
Move on to the next song you picked out. It's Love Letters by Kelly Lester. Am I saying that right?
I think so. I've loved this song a long time. There's a lot of versions of it. I was thinking of my friend who's probably, I hope, listening in Sydney. And if he is, hello, Dave Riddell, who I used to work with back in the 70s when I worked in the HMV shop, which I think we talked about last time, Carol. And Dave used to play a version of this song by Frankie Miller, who was a very kind of raunchy Glaswegian or Scottish artist. I can't recall exactly where he was from in Scotland. But I know very little about Kelly Lester, but she was for a while kind of quite huge and then sort of disappeared, I think. And actually, if you watch the video of this, the YouTube video, she was just exquisitely beautiful. And it's such a lovely song. Elvis, amongst others, covered it. But for me, this is now the definitive version.
Let's hear it, Dave. Love Letters by Kelly Lester.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you, and I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. And I kiss the name that you sign. Letters straight from your
beautiful song. Did you, I asked the two women, Natasha and Cindy, did you have love letters in your life that you wrote when you were younger or even older? I remember my first love, I was writing love letters. We were so unstained at that point from the world. You know, I don't know about you, but the world can be a little much at times. But on to the next song, Trouble in Mind with Nina Simone, right? I should put my glasses on, that might help. Nina Simone, Trouble in Mind. And you want to tell us about that?
I felt like I should have had some Nina the last time we did the show, but you can't fit everyone in, I know that. And there's almost too much with Nina to choose from. I mean, much as you were saying, Carol, about Dr. John and his phrasing, Nina, of course, had the most extraordinary phrasing. If you ever try and sing along, she did a lot of cover songs in her life and recorded a lot, and you ever try and sing along, it's really hard because she phrases things uniquely. I chose this song because I love it. It's from Newport Jazz Festival, very early time in Newport Jazz, a festival I'm proud to have worked on a few times. And it's a song, it's an old blues song about suicide. And what I love about her version is it's very upbeat. So you do find yourself sort of singing along in an upbeat way, which is a little bit contrary to a song about laying your head on the railroad line. And that is why I love it.
Let's hear this song. I didn't. Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in Mind.
We add the singing and the piano playing of Miss Nina Simone. Nina Simone.
some railroad line. Let the 219 train ease my troubled mind.
Take the notes that, that Cindy wrote on this, was first recorded in 1920 something. Right, you know, that period after World War One. Did your grandparents, were they a generation, the World War One generation, Natasha, in Europe?
Yes, actually. Both my grandfathers, I think, served in World War One.
That was even a more horrendous war than World War II, which was pretty bad.
In a lot of ways, yes. The scars that kind of went on to shape us all, future generations, certainly in Europe, starting with World War I, it was, I think, a more unspeakable war. It was a little bit distanced, but the men and some of the women who were out there, because there were nurses in the trenches, they couldn't come back and speak about what they'd seen. It was impossible for them. And we had this term shell shock, you know, for people that were having PTSD. But, it's a very inadequate term. There isn't really a term to describe the trauma of particularly of that war. It was, yeah, exactly as you say, Carol, really, you know, unthinkable, unspeakable.
People went crazy and became floppers and, you know, like Zelda, yes. Scott Fitzgerald and stuff here in the United States. She ended up in a... Cindy, if I start having a coughing jag, you're going to have to take control of the helm, okay? Anyway, she ended up in a mental hospital. I think it burnt down while she was there. I'm not sure. But war just really messes people up. I'm working with some people in Uganda, various nations in Africa, and kids don't understand this. There's been some armed skirmishes throughout the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
There's some really, really rich states. They're rich in oil, and Uganda just found a gold mine to harvest the gold. But within recent years, they've had another outbreak of Ebola. You know, and kids don't understand this. They just hurt. And, our kids bring guns to school and shoot each other.
Well, you know, world wars are collective traumas on all our psyches. And recently, kind of for those of us who were born after World War II, COVID, the pandemic, the global pandemic has been the closest thing that our generation and generations younger than us have experienced in terms of that kind of trauma. And we still don't know what the effects are. You know, they're talking in a way that people's mental health issues across the world are, you know, are off the charts.
Natasha, I just have to disagree slightly with you on, you know, the pandemic becoming the closest thing to since World War One and World War Two. Our generations over here in America, the baby boomers went through Vietnam.
I'm sorry, you are absolutely correct.
Our generation's children went through Desert Storm. So it's been nonstop for America.
Well, yes, but Desert Storm wasn't global. I totally agree about Vietnam, and please forgive me, because it didn't affect us in Europe at all in the same way that it affected you in the US. So I apologize for that. But I'm talking about stuff that was kind of global in that sort of way. And certainly, and you're right. The thing is that World War One and World War Two sort of defined, certainly for Europeans, and I suspect for Americans too, because you were also involved in, you know, both of those wars. You know, and much of kind of the, yeah, I'm not trying to make a definitive thing about it. I'm only saying that globally across the world, yes, you're absolutely right. There are always conflicts going on. That's, you know, that's one of the terrible things. But
this song, talks about suicide, and you know, of course, you've heard that our GIs coming back from the war, suicide left and right, left and right. I felt very suicidal in my walk in this world. I went to Rome. That's another story. But the children in Cleveland had the number one spot for suicide in the country.
Wow.
Where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum is. And where there's a lot of chain grocery stores. And there's a lot of churches and synagogues and shrines. I don't know why we had thousands of children, tens of thousands of children, that were not getting proper nutrition in Cleveland.
Mm.
And we're supposed to be the farming state. While everybody else was saying far fucking out in the 60s and 70s during Vietnam, we were saying far farming out.
Yeah.
At least in the theater department. I've talked enough. Anybody want to add anything to this war conversation? I don't know if that's Steve or Cynic. Well,
Not especially.
I heard it said, I forget who said it, that war is diplomacy by other means, mm-hmm. and diplomacy is war by other means. And we've made a lot of things obsolete just in our lifetime. Hopefully, we can make the armed conflict obsolete. Maybe not within our lifetimes, but maybe that's something for future generations to see to fruition. But the work always starts in the here and now.
Did you hear that we opened up our first military base for outer space? Did you hear that?
Yay.
It was initiated, the department or the branch of service was initiated by Trump.
Do you feel safer, Carol?
No, I had hoped that we wouldn't have military equipment to kill each other, and you know, once we got off this planet. But anyway, let's go on. Thank you for the conversation, Cindy. You want to say something about that?
About what?
This song, the suicide war thing. You have any, you know, anything you'd like to add?
Okay, which song?
What we just heard. Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in Mind.
Oh, Trouble in Mind. Oh, sure. Okay. Let me just find where that is on my
sheet. I just want it off the top of your head. You know what we were talking
about? Off the top of my head? That is a vaudeville blues style song. It was written by Richard Jones.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Your thoughts about war and suicide and post-traumatic stress.
Oh. Well, you know that famous picture with the flower, war is not good for humans or, you know, or other people. Honestly, there's a character in Pippin. Her name, she's the grandmother. And when Pippin goes to visit her, she says, what's wrong, Pippin? He said, I went to war. She said, men in their wars. Sometimes I think men raise flags when they can't get anything else up.
Ouch.
Well said.
Ouch. Well, you know, war really is. Mine's bigger than yours. You know, that's really what it is.
Wow. Yeah, that changed the mood. Thank you for the laugh. I enjoyed that laugh. At the expense of you men that are on the line, I'm sorry. Let's get back to Natasha's list. The next song she has, I'd Rather Go Blind, Ruby Turner. Introduce it for us, Natasha.
Okay. Probably most people know the Etta James version of this song, which is gorgeous. But I first heard this song being sung by Ruby Turner in the 80s, where she would play little clubs. There's a club in London, or there was then, called Dingwalls, and I used to go there with my friend Ross and listen to Ruby, who we always felt was underrated. You may all well know her if you've watched the film Love Actually, because she has a little cameo spot in that film. And she plays, now she sings with Jules Holland, who I'm sure you guys know of, but is a band leader and TV music personality here. And I think did a stint in the States, either radio or TV. Anyway, it's a very, very 80s mix. But it's lovely. It's such a gorgeous song, really.
Let's hear it. I'd rather go blind.
Was over, babe, yeah. When I saw you and that old girl, you were talking. Something deep down in my soul just said, go and cry now, girl. When I saw you in that same girl, you just awoke on by. And I would rather be blind, babe, than to see you walk away from me. No, 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 babe. See, I love you so much, I don't wanna see you leave. But one more thing and one more thing, don't wanna be free, no, no. I was just sitting here thinking, when the reflection in the glass that I held in my hands, ah, baby, revealed the tears that were on my face. Then I see you walk away from me. I would rather be blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me. boy. Then I see you walk away from me.
Right, she has a beautiful voice.
Oh.
And something else. Yeah. You really like the blues, jazz and blues, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I like all kinds of music. I really do. But my... I started off listening to jazz as a kid because my dad played a lot of jazz records. And I've been lucky enough to be with Maceo Parker performing at jazz festivals all over the world. So I've got to hear either people I loved or discover new people. But I have to say, you know, I really do love all kinds of music. I don't have a thing. I think most people are like that, though. I think if you ask almost anyone, you know, what's in your CD collection or whatever it is nowadays, I have CDs still. People have a much broader scope than they're given credit for. I'm a little bit... I know for marketing purposes, obviously people think music has to be broken down into specific types or genres. But at the end of the day, all of us have things, you know, even if we say we really don't like country and Western, you could challenge somebody on that and probably find there were quite a few country and Western songs or artists they actually quite like. And I think that's true of anything, you know. Rock, punk, any kind of music, and that's kind of the beautiful thing about music is it's you know, it's a bit like Maceo used to say, it's a bit like a buffet. You take a little bit from each, you know, you go into the buffet and you take a little bit of everything and put it on your plate, and it's a great meal. That's how I feel.
I'm going to go into a coffee jag right now. But Maceo must have had a great influence on you because you have a kindred spirit with jazz and blues.
Yes.
30 years as a manager, that was quite
a... It's a long time.
Service, a long service. So mentioning Maceo Parker, who was managed by Natasha for 30 years, she has the next song up called Other Side of the Pillow. Would you like to say anything about it?
Yes. This song originally is a Prince song, and where you can find it online, because Prince never really released it. There's a live version or two. I think there were versions in what was called the Vault, which is where Prince kept a lot of his songs. At Paisley Park in Minneapolis. We were at one point working with him. He wanted to produce an album for Maceo, and it didn't quite come off for all kinds of reasons. But this was one of the songs he suggested Maceo do, and they did it as a blues, which it isn't if you hear the one Prince version. I think there's only one Prince version you can sort of find online. And Maceo decided he wanted to sing it in a Ray Charles style because his natural singing voice is very, very close to raise. And it's from the last album we did in 2019, which I have to say I am so proud of. It was a hard time for Maceo. He just lost his wife. And we made a great album together in New Orleans at the studio of our wonderful sound man, Andrew Goat Gilchrist. And we had some fantastic musicians on this album, including wonderful drummer Nikki Glasby, Ivan Neville, who's the son of Aaron Neville, part of the illustrious New Orleans musical sort of royalty, really, the Neville brothers, on keyboards, and just a whole wealth of people. And I'm really pleased with the way that album came out, and I wish COVID, because we had to stop touring, prevented us from really being able to tour with the album, and I would have liked to have done it. You know, it's a regret. If you could go back and change something, that would be one of the things I'd like to go back and change. Can't, but there you are. And if you haven't heard the album, it's called Soul Food, Cooking with Maceo, and everyone should go and get a copy somehow or another. But this song is from that album, and it's called Other Side of the Pillow.
Get it, Dave.
Said you're cool as the other side of the pillow. Yeah, you're smooth, yeah, as a glass of wine. I'm so glad you're my baby. That you are mine. I know you're bad, bad as Bonnie when she ran the barrel, yeah. And when you kiss me, feels like I've committed a crime. You use furniture in a new way. Find the adjective enough to say I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're my baby. I'm gonna play. Thank you. pillow. Her, you're smooth. You are mine. I said you're bad, bad as Bonnie when she ran the barrel, yeah. And when you kiss me, feels like I've committed a crime. You use furniture. Adjective enough to say I'm so glad, I'm so glad.
Wow, that's great. That's the end of the song.
It ends a bit abruptly, doesn't it? I don't know.
It's definitely different. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is quite the consummate musician.
Yes.
There was a lot of syncopation in there in that song.
Yeah.
I wish I could meet him.
You know. I know. I wish everybody could meet him. I very much doubt he will be able to tour again, but I wish everybody could.
How old is he?
Almost 80. He'll be 80 on Valentine's Day. He's a Valentine's Day baby. He always has said he feels his role in life is to spread love throughout the world.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
He's done a good job of it as best as anyone ever could. So, yeah.
A lot of people believe in that love, peace thing.
Well,
it's a place a lot of dreams are. Now we're at the point of blowing the world up. I think.
Music has done an awful lot for changing the world and for people's souls and for keeping people going, you know, through some of their darkest times. So, you know, I rate music very highly, if I can say that.
Me too.
It's something we can share, isn't it? As a common experience, but yet it's very personal and private and special and it is indeed, although it's a cliche, it is indeed a universal language.
Definitely is.
Oh yeah.
The next song you have on your list is "If You Love Me," B.B. King and Van Morrison.
Mm. I really wanted to choose a Van Morrison song of some kind, because I listened to Van a lot growing up, and he's meant a lot to me, and we got to do some shows with him through the years. He's a very shy man. He's accused sometimes of being grumpy, but you know what? He's just shy, which is an odd thing. It must be a hard thing when you are then on stage, you know, performing to huge numbers of people. So it's an interesting conflict, perhaps, or, you know, opposition, sort of two opposing things. I love this song, and the collaboration with B.B. King is beautiful. B.B.'s guitar sort of sings through this. There's a very seductive video that goes with this that I think is the version we're probably using, which is just clips from movies of people falling in love and you know, recognizing that they've fallen in love and over and over and over again. So it's kind of a bit like it, if you watch the YouTube video, it sort of saturates your brain. But the song is lovely and actually, you know, beautiful in this version with BB.
If You Love Me, BB King and Van Morrison. Hit it, Dave. Sad song, If I Love You. Does it leave you kind of melancholy?
I was a bit worried that everything I had chosen in this list was melancholy, but I'm not so sure it is. There's a little bit of hope in that song, though. You know, it kind of says, if you love me, you will find a way. So, but it's still tentative, isn't it? If you love me. So, yeah.
Well, the next one is by recently I became acquainted with him with his Hallelujah song that he sang. Mm-hmm. And the Canadian I read from Cindy's blog that she had in her synopsis. It's I'm Your Man, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something about it, or should we just hear it?
Let's just hear it. It sort of speaks for itself, really.
Okay, hit it, Dave.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. If you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every precious inch of you. If you want a driver, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know damn well that you can. I'm your man. But the moon's too bright, the chain's too tight, the beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through all of these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. And I'd clot your heart and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. I will steer for you. And if you want to work the room alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only want to walk with me another mile across the burning sand, but the moon's too bright, the chain's too tight, the beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through all of these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in the heat. And I'd clog your heart, I'd tear at your sheep, I'd say, please, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. If you want to try another kind of love, I'll wear an old man's mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, friend.
I just wonder what you think of Leonard Cohen. I guess he's a fellow Canadian.
He is. He's from Montreal. Spent a considerable amount of time in the United States. Mm-hmm. I've heard some controversial things about him that I don't think are true. That he spent some time in Israel as an intelligence agent. I forget where I read that.
I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I don't see any. When I look at more reputable sources, I don't see any evidence of that. But for a while, I kind of believed there might be something to that. You know, he's not somebody I've really followed personally. I know that he's well respected. You know, I'm kind of ambivalent about his work. It doesn't resonate with me the same as it resonates with a lot of people, I will say. My tastes are more towards the irreverent expression.
He probably would have liked that, I think. I really loved him as a teenager growing up. There was all that sort of angst. And then when I was a bit older, I was going to say a bit more grown up. I don't know if that's true. A bit older. I kind of was like, oh, yeah, Leonard Cohen, it's all whatever. And I had to rediscover him later on. And I picked this song because I disagree with all the stuff that's written about it in Wikipedia, all the reviews, because I think it's beautifully nuanced in how we often experience or express love. You know, I'm your man. I'll do all these things for you. But hold on a minute. Did I really promise all those things? You know, down the line, it's how sometimes our experience of being in a relationship sort of shapeshifts in a way. And he's sometimes a master at writing that kind of lyric. But I think he really is a bit, as you absolutely said, Dave, you know, he's not to everyone's taste and not all the time. But to rediscover him was a kind of joy for me. And I still would rather listen to any of his versions of Hallelujah than anyone else's, because it's all a bit irreverent, really, whereas everyone else builds it up a bit as something a bit too grand and holy.
My pastor, Dennis in the United Church of Christ, when he died, she played that in church.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Very somber. Very somber. Cindy, do you have any thoughts on
Leonard Cohen? On Mark Cohen?
Leonard Cohen, yeah.
Well, you know, I know that he and Judy Collins were together for a while. I've always thought he was somewhat of a genius, but I really have not heard that much of his work to really definitively say what, you know, what I think he is. He is a wonderful artist. There are a lot of them in this world.
There's a very good biography, which I can't remember the actual title of, but it's Leonard Cohen's biography. That is worth reading if people want to know more. It's true about Judy Collins. Importantly, she actually sort of put him on the... She started singing his songs. In fact, I think she started singing Suzanne on her shows and then encouraged him to start to perform live. So she was quite influential in terms of his career.
Well, I had a relationship with Judy Collins when I was apprenticing at the Music Hall. She was one of the acts that came in 1970, yeah. The summer of 1970 in Cleveland. And she ordered a Tom Collins. She asked me to make her a Tom Collins. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And that's, I was up doing the spotlight on the grid. There were three spotlights. And we changed the gel to green, and the lighting booth was going, oh, my God, that's what we call in the theater a fuck-up. First time I ever heard the word fuck.
Really?
And when I decided to try it in front of my mother, she slapped my face.
Anyway, oh, really?
Let's go down to Spooky with Dusty Springfield. She's a really passionate woman, Dusty Springfield. Want to say something about her?
I didn't really get Dusty when I was a kid. You know, I was a bit too late for all the people like the Doors, all the people I loved, like the Doors, Jimi Hendrix, oh my goodness, Bob Dylan, all kinds. So Dusty, who would be on British TV in these sequin dresses and this immaculate, gorgeous hair, I couldn't kind of get in a way that I think most kids of my age couldn't. And somebody I felt I just sort of missed. So I discovered her very late in life and really love her. And you know, like a lot of the great people, there's a million songs to choose from. I like this though, because it's a bit quirky and she gives it the edge. She hits it to perfection, the song, I think, you know, my opinion.
Let's hear it. Dusty Springfield. Spooky.
You're for sure you're living. You're not what you seem. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky, ah, 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 spooky, spooky, spooky.
I love that song. I was 15 when they were playing that song on the radio when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
That seems like a long time ago. Seems like yesterday on one hand, though.
Yeah, next I one, know.
Next song that Natasha Madison picked out was Shirley Horn, Come Fly With Me. I think Frank Sinatra made it famous for us here in America.
And here in the UK and probably everywhere in the world, I sort of just like the Shirley Horn version, and it's very jazzy and it's just great. And I've flown a lot in my life, and I used to kind of listen to it in that period, like, yeah, here I am off on a flight again. So, yeah, come fly with me.
Get it, Dave.
Come fly with me. Come fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, come fly, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just lie starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away.
Very nice, very nice. That leads us into your 10th pick, Natasha. Your love for Ray Charles coming through in the holidays.
All yes.
Christmas.
I'm just going to confess here, Carol. I went to my dear friend and co-producer, as I think I've mentioned to you before, on the Ray Charles tribute that we were doing with Maceo singing the Ray Charles parts. And I said, Steve Sigmund, who was Ray Charles's first trombone for a great, great many years. And I said, I want to pick a Ray Charles song. What would you pick? This is your job. Pick me one. And he picked this song. And then I said, I'm not sure if it's upbeat enough. And he gave me about 60 other songs. I went, no. Let's go with the first one because it's Christmassy. And that's what he felt it should be. And he was going to try and call in today, but now he's been called to rehearsal. So we don't have the pleasure of his
What's his name, please?
Steve Sigmund. Steve Sigmund.
He's a trombonist, huh?
Trombone player and our MD and my co-producer on the Ray Charles tribute stuff. Fantastic person. So this is the song he chose, and it's brilliant. And it's Christmassy.
All I Want for Christmas, Ray Charles.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree. Sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from all I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground. Children with frost in their hair, presents around everywhere. Think that I'm square just because I've seen Santa. Hey, all I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make one wish. May I share this Christmas with you? Christmas in love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make just one wish. May I? Tell me, can I? You know I want a little girl. Why don't you let me? What I mean, baby, just the two of us. May I spend this Christmas with
Ray Charles to Marianne Faithfull.
Mm.
Introduce the ballad of Lucy Jordan.
Okay. I tried to throw women in. I don't know. I wanted to represent a lot of women in my choices today for some reason or other. And I love Marianne Faithfull. She's kind of somebody who's just, you know, gone to the most awful depths and come out on the other side, which is always something I kind of admire hugely. And this song is just brilliant. And it's a story, and she tells it beautifully.
Very good. Let's hear it, Dave.
White car that waited past the crowd.
Marianne Faithfull. I didn't know she had some, I liked her song when growing up. The only thing I knew of her music, I believe, and a song about children. And do you know which one I'm speaking of, Natasha or Cindy?
Which
famous here in the United States.
She had a huge hit when she was young with As Tears Go By.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. Yes, when she was Mick Jagger's girlfriend. It's very interesting to listen to a version of that she has much more recently recorded, much later in life, where her voice has all this kind of incredible edge to it, and the song is really poignant. I'll try and send you a link on it, Carol.
Thank you. It,
yeah, it's stunning.
Our next song is that Natasha picked out was Etta James. This is a man's world.
Mm.
Want to hear it first and then comment after it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit it, Dave.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing. Take us over the road. Man make the trains to carry the heavy load. Man makes the electric lights to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man, a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Now listen, man thinks about little bitty baby girls. Baby boys, man makes them happy, 'cause man, he makes them toys. And after man has made everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy. Man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing
nothing without a woman or a girl. Or a girl.
This is a man's world. You got any comments, Dave?
Any comments? Well, it's true. perhaps less so now than it was when I was younger, but still very much the case. I don't know what else to say other than that.
But don't forget, Dave, it also says it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
Absolutely. And that's always been the case, whether it's been recognized or not.
Exactly. And, you know, I picked this for three reasons. One, Etta James. Two, it's a really nice to hear, you know, we all know, if we know this song, we all know it from James Brown's version. It's really interesting to hear a woman singing it. And also, I remember once playing it for Maceo, who I'm sure had heard it at some point but not really listened, and he just fell in love with the version. And I thought, that's so interesting, you know, because he must have heard James Dean Mansworth a thousand and one times. So yeah, it's that's my reasons.
Do you have anything to say about that, Cindy?
About It's a Man's World?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it interesting it's being sung by a woman. Well, there are other, behind every great man lies great woman. Actually, I have a picture on my wall that under every great man lies a great mistress. The women really... It's like the other joke is that all Santa's reindeer are female because men never ask directions. So, sometimes I think women, are the brains behind the power, Or what was the other joke? That God was talking to Adam and Eve and they said, I have two things you can have. And the first one is peeing standing up. And Adam went, yes, I want that. And then what was left for Eve? Brains. I think sometimes women are really the power behind the guy.
Well,
there is some. We don't have to bear children. We have to be there for support.
There's a philanthropist in New York. Long deceased. But back in 1960, he willed an FM radio station to the Pacifica Foundation. I don't know if you know what they do, but it's basically a listener-sponsored radio station that is mostly talk and mostly kind of focused on discussing things separate from a commercial context. And anyway, he had a famous quote. It was something about the naive shall inherit the earth because the realists have done such a lousy job. I think the same could apply to gender, where women might inherit the earth because men in charge are doing such a lousy job of it.
Could be.
I mean, to the point of existential crises, you know.
I was looking at some news today. There is a Middle Eastern country that only allows women to go to school. up until their sixth grade, they didn't want the women getting higher education, which they had been getting, but it's been taken away. I don't know if it was Iran or Afghanistan or something like that.
Both, I think, actually, Carol. I think both places, actually, it's true.
Well, Cindy puts a note on a red note, which means, hey, Dave, please push the volume on this. Next song up is number 13 on the list.
Thankfully, we have software that pushes up the volume just nicely. So that's an easy request to accommodate.
So. Okay, Top Cat opening and closing themes. You have something to say before we play it?
Yes, it's my novelty song of tonight. And I don't know why it's been running through my head for no reason. We had Top Cat here too. But then I thought, why is it running through my head? So I went and listened to it. This is a couple of months ago or a month or so ago. And it's actually a great song and it's really well arranged and there's a big band in it. There's lots of horns and things. So I kind of like it. It's crazy. Anyway, it's my novelty tune for you all. Happy Christmas.
Sounds good. You got it all hiked up there, Dave, ready to go. Hit it.
Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing it's with dignity. Top Cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's a bit, he's a championship, he's the most tip-top. He's a king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top Top Cat. Top Cat! Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual...
Well, very good. Hi, Keith. Nice to have you aboard. Have you been listening?
No, I just got home from work, so... I have not been listening, and I don't feel that I should chime in just yet, except to say hello.
Well, that's good enough for
hello.
Me.
Hello!
The next song that is Mark Longo there?
Not yet, but he has sent me his song list for his opening set at 10 o'clock.
We have about 12 minutes left before the show ends. Let's go into the Commodore's night shift and then let's turn the show over to Cindy after that. She's got two songs, one from Barry Manilow, Christmas song, and our traditional, she and I started a tradition since we both come from acting backgrounds of having the overture or the opening number of a Broadway musical. So she's chosen what musical comedy did you choose from, Cindy?
South Pacific.
Okay. Natasha?
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about the Commodore?
Yeah, it's my last song. And I kind of started listening to it because Bruce Springsteen's just released album has a version of this, which is, I'm sorry to say, Bruce, but it's lame. And everybody that I was discussing it with sort of online kept leading me back to the Commodore's version. And I concur wholeheartedly that that's kind of the definitive version. And it's a beautiful song. And it's melancholy, but it also talks about the hereafter. It's also, when people go to join the great band in the sky or whatever it is we call it. And I like the idea it's a night shift. And I think the Commodores wrote it. It was written after both Jackie Wilson and Marvin Gaye had passed away. So, you know, there's a verse to each of them, but the actual sentiments of the song, you know, for all the artists we kind of mourn that have gone, and for all the people we mourn, but particularly for musical artists who've left us and gone to join the great band in the sky, wherever that is, on the night shift. And thank you so much, Carol, for having me on the show again. I always enjoy this. It's a lovely experience being able to choose music that's meaningful and been meaningful in my life. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much for your
choices. Yeah.
I bet the melancholy that you have chosen tonight in the songs has probably a tinge of what Europeans feel today with the war going on in the Ukraine and Russia. I guess you should still jump up and down and say, we're having a jolly old time. It's a very, very serious thing.
Yeah.
But let's try to enjoy this song, Commodore singing Night Shift. Hit it, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave, that was a wonderful song. I like that was my favorite song. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you for being on board with us.
We have about 4 minutes left. The two tunes that Cindy picked up are about 7.5-8 minutes. Is that okay, or should she just choose one or the other?
I think Mark is used to us going over. He prefers that we don't, but I think we can get away with this.
Great. I turn this. Thank you again, Natasha. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, Carolyn.
It was great to have you on.
Thank you all. It's been great.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Natasha. Sleep well.
Pleasant dreams.
Yeah, thank you. I will. Yeah.
Cindy, I'm going to turn this over to you right now. You've got a Barry Manilow to introduce and the Broadway finale. Over.
Yeah, this was originally on our Christmas list last week, but we ran out of time. So Barry Manilow did a song a while back called Because It's Christmas. It was also the first of three Christmas-themed albums that he released. It's interesting. He and Neil Diamond, right? Two Jewish men, three Christmas albums. Explain that one, right? But this one became his first platinum album in the U.S. And this it's just a nice Christmas song about children, and it's got a nice message to it. And I thought it would be a nice holiday song to choose for this one.
Thank you for choosing it.
Sure.
Hit it, Dave.
Tonight the stars shine for the children and light the way for dreams to fly. Tonight our love comes wrapped in ribbons. The world is right and hopes are high. And from a dark and frosted window, a child appears to search the sky. Because it's Christmas, because it's Christmas. Tonight belongs to all the children. Tonight their joy.
Nice, very nice. He is such a talented songwriter and musician. Go ahead and introduce your next song, dear.
Okay, well, as you said, we started a tradition with ending on a overture. And this time I came up with South Pacific, which was another one of the Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein's second musicals. It premiered in 1949 on Broadway. And it ran for 1,925 performances, one of which my parents saw. And it was the only night that week that Anzio Pinzio went on because he had laryngitis. So they did see him with Mary Martin, who was the original Nellie. And the musical itself was the only musical to win Tony Awards in all four acting categories. The album was the best-selling record of the 1940s. And then they also had many successful tours, a 1958 film version, 2008 Broadway revival that ran for 996 performances, won 7 Tonys, including the best musical revival, and that starred Kelly O'Hara. So here's South Pacific.
Good choice. good choice. I want to thank all of you for a really terrific show. At least I thought it was pretty terrific. Our guests, special guests, and our regulars, Dave and Cindy and Keith joining us. A beautiful night to be with you all during this holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and I hope everybody will have a Merry Christmas as well, and a New Year, and hopefully we as a world can unite and stop the nonsense. And that's all I have to
that
say.
That would be nice.
The key is in your hand, Mark. It's all yours. Thank you very much for letting me go on a little bit longer.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great show.